All right. Welcome to the Redevelopment Agency Administrative Control Board agenda. This is our yearly meeting where we get the CenterPoint budget presentation report. Voting members for this is, what is it, all of us plus two from Bountiful?
So you have representation from the, yeah, it's all of you. You have representation from the RDA board and the city council. And then the city council about.
Good.
Don't remember them. You have to look
up here. I'm only asking that because in determining the roll call, it looks like all members are here except for one from Bountiful. Let's make it nice for Beth's sake, so she knows who she's dealing with here. Okay. Because as far as she knows, we may not even be from Centerville. So we welcome Beth for being here, Beth Child, right?
Yeah.
And she's one of two ACB board members from Bountiful. So let's start over here. This will be a roll call as well, too.
Brian Plummer, council member.
I'm Sheila. Oh, yeah. And we're all here. I'm Sheila Heeman. I'm on the city council.
Robin Minkum, city council.
Spencer Summerhays, council.
Clark Wilkinson, mayor.
Gina Hurst, council.
Okay, state your name for the record, too. So,
Beth Child, city council in Bountiful.
And we thank you for being here, Beth. So we have all but one board member present. So, Danny, are you the one that's going to present this for?
Absolutely.
Okay. I didn't know if you're doing it or Nate's helping you. Probably just you, right?
Nate will correct anything I say wrong. Not sure, right? Nope, never mind. It's just me.
I heard you were going to sing.
That's what I was
thinking. No duets tonight. No duets. We're doing a solo, which is better. I don't need you, Nate. I got this. The budget was presented to you previously. I don't know if you've had a chance to go over it. I have a tough time wanting to go line by line in the thing. I can give you kind of a general summary. The revenue for 2025, we're anticipating about 20% increase in revenue. On the bottom line, we're about $350,000 better than in 2024. Do you remember 2024 was kind of a year where we took some funds and kind of reinvested in some facilities, a new workshop across the freeway that we rented here in Centerville, in addition to some staffing needs that were necessary. So 2025, kind of represents that. It's about a break-even year. We anticipate continued growth in future years. As far as numbers, the real engine that drives CenterPoint Theater is our season ticket base. That's where we are. When I got this job about 15 months ago, we were at 8,900 season ticket holders. We're planning on for 2025 being at 11,000. So an increase of more than 20%, which is awesome. That really is kind of the thing that drives everything for us. That drives individual show sales, that drives sponsorships and partnerships. And so those numbers are super important. We're anticipating, if you add the Academy, we have 1,000 students from 700 families. That'll be almost $1 million in revenue for us this coming year between Academy tuition and ticket sales and that whole program. We have representation from almost every public school in Southern Davis County in that program. It's just really robust and awesome. If you add the Academy and the cast and the crew and the staff, by the way, we've had 125 people have been paid over the last year, 23 full-time staff members, 102 kind of ongoing paid people, more than 500 volunteers. We're anticipating this year for 2024, we'll have something like 250,000 people visit that building for the year. There's lots of Saturdays where we'll have more than 3,000 people in and out of that building, and the carpet shows it. The just increases all around. I'm very optimistic about what's going on at CenterPoint. That's kind of an overview. You can see also, as far as the reserve funding contributions, I think this was also sent to you. The maintenance reserve fund, we're at the balance 737,000. The suggested level is 375,000. That's 2.5% of the value of the building that was set in 2019 with a lease of 15 million.
Will you have a little further detail on the reserve fund, what it's there, what it's for?
Sure. So the maintenance reserve fund, from what I understand, the maintenance reserve fund is for things that the building might require in the future that we keep this money on hand. Obviously, we don't access this money without 30 days written notice. I don't remember the last time we actually requested that. That hasn't happened since I've been involved at CenterPoint. The item that I think is continually talked about is redoing the roof. I don't know what the timeline is for that, but I think that's certainly on the, I mean, the building is now 14 years old, 13 years old. So this is, you know, at some point that's going to be a thing. The HVAC is another significant expense. We budget for this. It's almost $100,000. It's $24,000 in a contract and then $75,000 in one-time HVAC stuff, which is great.
That is an agreement that this the city has.
In the lease, yeah.
In the lease.
And then the operating reserve account is just designed to make sure that CenterPoint Theater continues to operate and it's a good tenant in the building that is owned by the public. So the operating reserve, our balance is $422,000. The required minimum is 10% of the previous year's revenue, which was about $3 million. So we're more than $100,000, $120,000. Above what the minimum balance is. So in those reserve accounts, the total between the two is, you know, $1.1 million that's in the bank, and the requirement for those is something like $675,000. So we're well above the minimum levels. And I anticipate that will continue to grow as revenue continues to grow at the theater, which we're really expecting.
Danny?
Yeah.
How are you turning away kids for the academy program?
Yeah, harshly too. Like, we tell them, we don't want you. Our motto is you belong here, but some kids don't.
Yeah. I've heard there's a waiting list. That's why I'm just curious.
There is, which is great because there are other organizations that there's other performing arts kinds of things. I think that because we're located in this beautiful facility and we do a really good job, we have a really good reputation, it leads to demand.
Mm-hmm.
There's hundreds of kids on the wait list.
Okay.
So we anticipate sometime in the future more facilities to accommodate the need. But for now, it kind of is what it is until we have the ability to expand.
You went to tryouts, didn't you, rather than just...
We did. We did some audition thing. And that's been fine. Not great. We don't love it, but... We thought that was a more fair approach than having hundreds of kids on a wait list that we never saw. So we did kind of tweak that process. But there's also, we do a couple of shows a year that are open auditions. Anyone in any child in the community is welcome to come and perform those. Well, that was Something Rotten and Something Rotten Junior. And then we're doing your Hades Town on the main stage in May and June. And that's open to anybody, I think 7th through 12th grade in the whole community.
They just come in and do the tryout.
They just come and audition, yeah, but they don't need to be Academy students and enrolled in our ongoing classes to participate. The other piece of our outreach that I think is awesome, we do this Bravo program where junior high and high school students come in, they pay $5 to see any of our main stage shows. They sit in the mezzanine, we do a talk back with the cast and the team after. It's really cool. We had more than 500 kids participated in that. We anticipate that doubling this year. We also do these troubadour assemblies where we go out and do 45-minute assemblies in elementary schools, and it's just for free. We just go out and do the thing, and it's an outreach and an arts education piece. We're also the founding sponsor of Friend to Friend, which takes place on our stage, which is the special needs performing arts program, which is just the best thing that we do. It's incredible.
Do you receive federal state fund? Like, do you get POPS funding for some of your education?
We get an ongoing grant from the Utah Division of Arts Museums. It's $133,000 last year. We anticipate being $141,000 this coming year. That's a significant piece of this. We also receive RAP tax from Bountiful and Centerville. The total for that this year was, I think, $44,000 or $45,000. Other arts organizations that have a countywide RAP tax receive significantly more in RAP tax than we do. They just do. Some of these organizations in Ogden, they're part of the Weber County RAP tax, and those theaters will receive $150,000 or $200,000 a year, significantly smaller budgets than us. I mean, they're getting, I would guess, 25 to 30% of their total revenue is in RAP tax. Same thing in Salt Lake County with the ZAP tax. And here, we're certainly appreciative of the support, but the RAP tax that we receive from the cities is less than 10% of our revenue. which again, we're appreciative, but we do a really good job of cutting our own grass. Most of our stuff is earned revenue, which I think is great. It speaks to the health of the organization.
The reason I was asking with regard to the educational outreach, I know that there's money out there that's available for.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We actually hired, we've hired a kid named Alex Young he's on our marketing team, but he's also uncovering additional grant opportunities for us because we think there's definitely unrealized support there that we can have, for sure. For sure. But things are good. Things are good at Center. We're super happy. I think the last thing I would say is just, there was a national study done by a national arts organization, and the point was trying to figure out what's the economic impact of the arts on a community. What's the economic impact? So they did this thing, and they came up with this number, and it's if the arts that people attend is inside their own county, then the average impact to the local economy is $21 per attendee. $21. Somebody who leaves their house is going to stop at a shop, is going to get gas, is going to go to a restaurant. $21. Centerpoint Theater, we're going to have 140,000 attendees in 2024. If you add that to our own budget, our annual operating, our annual impact economically in this area, $7.5 million, $8 million, it's soon going to be well in excess of $10 million. I'm super proud of that. I think that's a really significant thing, and in a place where our mission isn't economic, right? It's not really economic. I'm glad that that's a fringe benefit. I hope that speaks to you about the value of the place. But the mission of the place is just to do good and spread light in a world that is digitally or completely disconnected. It's a place of connection, which is more and more rare. And I'm really proud of the work that we do. I think if you participate, if you come over and see what's going on, our quality continues to improve. Our growth means that more people are participating in that. And that's really the mission of the place, is just to do some good. And I really am proud of the work that team is doing.
I was going to bring this up in my mayor's message later, but Danny may not be here. So I attended a luncheon for an hour and a half yesterday, annual luncheon on presented by Davis County, on Davis County Tourism, okay, by Jessica O'Merrill over there. And they touted many items, but the most they touted was Lagoon, Kinley Amphitheater, and Center Point is what was really at the head of her presentation. Because we all have a ski resort in Davis County. So.
Yeah, they're great. I know Jessica well. They support us, right? They give us $10,000 a year. It's a great relationship. They don't love us as much as Lagoon because 78% of our people are Davis County people, where we really are. Our impact, our market is North Salt Lake too. But we love the Davis County tourism thing, and we're doing our best to partner with them for the impact. But we're unique. It's a very unique place especially for the area.
So I had asked from staff, Dade is our finance director, Lisa is our attorney. Is this compliant? I mean, we're going to take a vote on this, right?
Yes, I believe you accept the budget if you have some time. I believe you're required to actually approve the minimum amount to go into the maintenance fund. So just make a motion to accept the budget and approve the amount to be put in the maintenance, the minimum contribution.
That amount's $30,717.
Okay. So anybody want to make that motion?
So moved. Exactly like Lisa said it, with $30,717.
Second.
We have a second. Okay. Am I voting on this one?
Yes,
I
so we
looked
at Robin and Shaylin represent the RDA. The rest of you represent the city and have representatives from Robin.
Perfect. So let's do a roll call vote, starting over with Councilman Plummer.
Aye.
Whoa, wait.
I'm sorry. I did not let you
vote. Once a year, I get to vote.
I totally cut it off. Sorry, Gator.
Aye. Thank you. So, thank you, Danny, for coming. We'll look forward to.
I'll be back in December to talk about a couple of improvements that we're making.
I think it's awesome that you talked about the economics. I think that's definitely added benefit.
I love what this does for our community, for the kids and the adults, and just the growth and development. If you ever come up with any more creative ideas to get more kids involved, that would be awesome. I know you're dealing with just more than you can handle in that building, but.
Yes, we have, this is an active piece of conversation, and it really does tie into kind of the longer term strategic plan of the place. Current plan is to try to just fill as much as we can with the current footprint. Some of the improvements that we want to make are tied to that, but absolutely part of the strategic plan is how do we make Centerpoint Academy double what it is? Because we can. It's scalable. And it's a goldfish that will grow to whatever size the bowl is. We've just got to figure out how we make that happen. But I could not agree with you more.
Well, I love what you're saying there. That's perfect. I just think it's been such, the kids that are involved, such great things for them. I feel bad for the ones that can't get in.
It may suggest a satellite place in Bountiful.
Absolutely.
Does Bountiful have a location?
We can talk about it.
We should talk about it. Absolutely.
We appreciate your presence in the community, and we have a lot of kids in Bountiful who are involved and interested.
Yeah.
And honestly, that would be something we'd be interested in.
Great. So. Great. Let's talk. Okay.
Thanks. Motion to adjourn.
So,
all right, we're adjourned. Take 5 minutes. We've got.